The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
In Dublin, concerns have been highlighted over the lack of parking spaces on both sides of Chesterfield Avenue available to those who want to use the Phoenix Park for walking and for going along with their dogs and all the other good things that will be there. The OPW has appointed a consultant to develop a parking strategy for the park as 10 million visitors come to the park annually. So how does it work? Let's bring in our two guests. Councillor Janet Horner is a Green Party councillor for North Inner City Dublin, and Senator Emer Curry is a Fine Gael senator and she is part of the constituency of Dublin West. Good morning to you both. Janet Horner, to the uninitiated outside of Dublin, Chesterfield Avenue, where is it?
It is the central avenue that runs down from one side of the Phoenix Park to the other. So the main gates that you come through, you will come straight onto Chesterfield Avenue and it'll take you through to the far side.
Okay. Many times when I've driven up that road, either going out towards Castle Loch there or maybe going to the zoo or the Phoenix or to Arsene Uachtaráin, as I would have been from time to time, I was always fascinated by the cars parked on either side of the road and asked myself the question, why are they parked there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was always a bit of a struggle for those of us who use the park on a regular basis. It meant that there was, in fact, no footpath anywhere along the main avenue of it, because the small path that ran up a grass bank beside that parking was supposedly a cycle lane, but in fact, most people walked in it. So it meant it was an incredibly inhospitable, unwelcoming way for people to come into the park if they were, particularly if they're walking or cycling into the park, but even to drive into the park to park there and then to find yourself with nowhere to actually walk from your car safely other than on the road or in a cycle lane didn't work either. So definitely one of the most positive things when during the COVID lockdowns, they removed the parking there, they turned those parking lanes into cycle lanes and suddenly it became much more accessible and much more inviting and safe for people who wanted to cycle in and for people to drive to go to the actual car parks and be safely off-road. Was as convenient an option for them. So I think that was a huge improvement.
It was free parking, if memory serves. You didn't have to put up a disc or anything like that. I used to know people who would park in the Phoenix Park and then walk down to town, or their offices might have been somewhere near the Lewis, so they left the car there for the day.
Yeah, it's certainly what we want is for the Phoenix Park to be less of a through road, to be less of a car park. We want to see it become a destination spot, the green lung for our city, recognizing the fact we're in a climate and biodiversity crisis. And if people need to drive to the park, that will be possible for those. And we want to maintain accessibility, particularly for those who need it most, for people who are disabled, for people who might have, feel like it's not possible with younger kids to safely take alternative means of transport. There should always be parking available for those who are treating the park as a destination. But the idea that the biggest park of an urban area in a city in Europe and the green lung of our city as a whole should be used primarily as a car park is pretty reprehensible given the climate crisis that we're in.
Emer Curry, I heard a man from the OPW yesterday saying that there's 2,000 parking spaces in the Phoenix Park away from Chesterfield Avenue. Surely that's plenty.
Hi, Jonathan. There are 2,000 car parking spaces, but they are away from Chesterfield Avenue. Some of them are in quite remote spots. They're being shared with the likes of the clubs that are very active. There, obviously, you have the zoo, you have people who work in Phoenix Park. So I think if the 2,000 spaces the spaces and the parking that is there at the moment was working, we wouldn't see the chaos that we do see on certain days when the park is very popular, and it has grown in popularity, and that's great to see. But I do think this is about balance, and the days of parking all day in the Phoenix Park because you want to use it for work, they're well gone. That's not what we're talking about here, but we do have connectivity issues and accessibility issues for the park at the moment. We've seen a definite improvement for pedestrians and cyclists within the park, but we also into the park.
Yeah, but we want to protect that, but they can get the bus. I mean, I don't know if the number 10 still goes up there, but the bus service is very, very good up to the Phoenix Park. If you're living in Castle Loch or if you're living in any of the areas nearby, surely you should be able to walk to the park. I mean, the whole point is that it's used as a public space, a green lung, as Janet Horner says. It's not a car park.
So, Jonathan, at the moment, 6% of people are using public transport to get to the park, with 70% of people that in a survey that was done by the OPW last year, they want to see public transport to the major attractions in the park. The park is huge. And yes, there's public transport, the 37 to the Ashtown Gate, and there's the 37 to Castle Knock Gate. But you're talking, say Bloom for last weekend, you're talking another 20 or 30 minutes to get to the middle of Chesterfield Avenue. You know, it is a big park. You have the Papal Cross, you have Wellington Monuments, you have the new Nature Centre, you have the Visitor Centre. Mm. It's not as easy as just getting to the gates.
I'm not going to make Janet's argument for her because I'm going to bring her in a second, but I've been to events in the Phoenix Park that where all the stops were pulled out to make sure the public transport was available, and it was easy to get in and easy to get out, and you got the bus and the bus dropped you down in town or the bus dropped you wherever you need to go where your car was parked. We have to move away from dependence on the motor car, and it is almost offensive to the idea of having a wonderful green space that is just lined with cars.
But Jonathan, I'm not having that argument with you at all. I'm talking, you know, this isn't just about parking. This is about public. This is about bringing public transport into the park. It's about making sure that the cycling options are accessible, not just in the park, but from outside the park. And I spend a lot of time campaigning for the cycle lanes from Castle Knock Village. I'd love to see the Silver Bridge, the Guinness Bridge, that would connect the Strawberry Beds and Palmerstown into Farm Lee. There's Hamilton Way and access from Ashtown. So not one thing is going to solve this. This is about making sure that the people that need to drive can drive. It's about, you know, there is, I hear from people that they do want to see an internal bus to the different attractions. And we need to see the bus that was part of the plan last year actually introduced, and perhaps another one from Dublin 15. And we do have to make sure that the people that need to drive are accommodated.
Okay.
I get a lot of frustration from people at the moment with restricted mobility and families. And I do think that there are better solutions than what we have at the moment.
Okay. Well, let's put a point to you, Janet Horner, on that. And Mary O'Neill texted in. Good morning to you, Mary. She says, the changes to the Phoenix Park are a farce. It's now aimed at people between 20 and 50 who are able-bodied. I walk there nearly every day. I've noticed that the number of people visiting has diminished greatly. The cycle lanes are mostly empty. There are no parking cones on the other road, so you can't stop to show the ducks, the turtles, the nests, the deers, children or the elderly. I recently had to drive to the park for a month with someone temporarily disabled and had to drive at least 4 kilometres extra to park. I've lived here for 40 years and very few of the so-called improvements are positive. What do you say to Mary, Janet?
Well, I think, unfortunately, I'd have to strongly disagree with Mary on that. I think that there is a lot of increased activity in the park. Obviously, when during lockdowns, people were using the park on a daily basis from the local areas more. That's the changing habits now. We've seen people use them in different ways. But we do know that there is space for children to learn to cycle safely for the first time, perhaps, in the park that wasn't there before. Like, that is, of course, a positive. People from the local area use the park a lot more now that it has become that little bit more accessible. I think there, all those changes are really positive. And ultimately, what we have at the moment is a conversation about what the future of the park is. Do we want the future of the park to be a car park? Or do we want it to be a space for greenery, for people to safely walk, cycle, that is inclusive, that is accessible, where there is car parking for those who need it, but there are viable transport alternatives for those who
Where's the car parking going to be for those who need it?
Well, there's still over 2,000 car parking spaces in the Phoenix Park.
Yeah,
like, that is an enormous
number. Some of those areas, as we know, are not suitable. People might want to close a little bit. Like, it is far away. And one of the points that was made to me by someone this morning was a lot of those car parks are kind of in the parts of the park that you wouldn't go on your own, particularly if you're a woman. So we need to make sure that someone who's going there feels safe and they can park somewhere where they can get access.
I mean, in my experience, that's not the case. I think there's plenty of parking.
You have had a wonderful experience at the Phoenix Park, clearly, but there are others who have worries and you can't just dismiss them, Janet Horner.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be saying that I'm dismissing them, but I'm saying that I do think there is adequate parking available at the moment, and I'm not convinced that there is an issue there regarding that there is not appropriate placed car parking facilities. If you want to go to the zoo, if you want to go to any of the major visitor attractions around the park, there's abundant car parking spaces available. The issue at the moment is those have been filled up with people who feel they have to drive to the park because there's not an alternative way of getting there.
Well,
if you provide alternatives,
Yeah, Eimear Curry and yourself agree wholeheartedly on that. So perhaps that is the common ground on which you should begin rather than fighting over car parking spaces as we have been doing. Eimear Curry of Fine Gael, Janet Horner of the Green Party. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.